MNN Sports. I'm Kevin Faulness. The Wild were home last night, and after a terrible start, they turned it on. Rallying from a 3-0 deficit, they scored three straight, including a pair in the third, with the captain tying it late in regulation.
Boldy finds a late help. Spurgeon right side, fired one in front. A chance! It's time rebound. The score! Spurgeon! Jared Spurgeon touch on the loose puck!
O'Donnell last night on the Minnesota Wild Radio Network. Wild ended up winning in a shootout. They beat the Hawks 4-3.
We're a very strong group, and I think the guys on the team are super resilient. And going out in the third there, we knew where our best period is. It's usually the third. We know we're well prepared, and we know we've worked hard all summer for the end of the games. And I thought the push we had was very strong. So. Felt very good.
Jesper Wallstedt stopped all three shots he faced in the shootout. 29 saves in the first 65 minutes. He gets the victory as the Wild improved to 2-0-1 to start the homestand. They'll wrap it up 7 o'clock tomorrow night against the Flames. In action tonight, the Gopher Men are at Wisconsin. It's a rematch from a 78-75 loss on January 13th at the Barn.
I think when we do this, the adjustments become subtle. Teams still do what they do. Wisconsin's coming off a loss. They've been playing their best basketball of the year. They came out loss at home to USC the other day. You know, they'll be ready to roll, but I think the main things will still be the same. You know, they still have their style, their players. There'll probably be some little nuances of things when they look at the film that they'll try to do the same with us. Obviously, if we have to make a lineup change and, you know, play some different lineups we haven't played for long periods of time, we'll have to do some things.
The tip is at 8 o'clock tonight from Madison. The Gopher women are at Penn State at 5. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.